What if you could live the life you truly desire? What choices would you make? What is stopping you from choosing this? Join the Consciously Crazy Chicks, Megan and Haley Sue, on the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show to discuss many topics around creating and being instead of existing and living. What fun can we have creating the fabulous life you desire?
Welcome, 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 everybody. Today we have such an awesome show. We have a guest with us, Mel Duane, and I am your consciously crazy chick, Haley Liu, with my partner, Megan Rogers. Welcome, everybody.
Yay. Welcome to our show today, everybody. Today we do have a fantastic guest. Mel is a life recovery and sobriety coach for women, also an award-winning author. Welcome, Mel.
Oh, ladies, I'm excited to be here with you today. This is awesome.
Yay.
I tell you.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Mel, you out in Boston, Massachusetts, is that correct?
Yes.
Or was it the other way around, Massachusetts?
No, it's Boston,
how good
Massachusetts.
My geography is.
No,
okay.
You got it, girl.
Cool. Mel, I wonder if you could maybe just tell our listeners a little bit about yourselves. I mean, your biography is on the show webpage, but just to give them a feel of who you are and sort of what you do, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, I'm happy to say that today I think I'm an awakened, authentic, and abundant woman, and that's an alpha chick. And but my life wasn't always like that, ladies. I had a train wreck of an existence for almost 25 years. I started drinking when I was 16 years old because I didn't feel good about myself. I had very low self-esteem. I had no sense of self-worth. I desperately wanted to fit in. I desperately wanted to feel loved. And so I took up alcohol in the pursuit of people who no more valued me or appreciated me, and it was a disaster. It caused a lot of depression, a lot of chaos, a lot of pain and suffering, and it drove me to a point where I was ready to cross over that threshold and die. And it was at that moment, that bottom of that black pit that I had been living in, when I heard a different voice, that there was a different path ahead of me, that I could not leave now because I had lessons to learn, and when I mastered those lessons, I would need to go and teach others. And that's when my path changed, and I started realizing and waking up to the fact that I could choose to do something different about my life. And that's
That's so amazing.
I just love the word that you used there at the end, that you could choose something else, that it was up to you to make a different choice to change your life. And I think That's a big one for a lot of people to come to the realization that it is completely up to you to make that different choice and to change your life for you, because nobody else can do it for you.
You're absolutely correct. But what happens, sadly, is that life creates debris that covers over our vision. And so we get so buried under this debris that we lose our sense of personal power, we lose our identity, and we lose that ability to choose happiness, joy, bliss, abundance, love. And if we can just push all that crap aside, wipe off those lenses, all of a sudden you realize, wait a minute, I don't have to do this. I don't have to beat the daylights out of myself with alcohol and meaningless relationships. I can choose sobriety. I can choose to stop eating. I can choose to stop purging. I can stop choosing reckless, meaningless relationships. We all have that ability, women, girls, children, who's ever listening, we all have it, but we just lose sight of it.
Yeah, I think that's so true, that we sometimes get so bogged down with life and, you know, the reality of whatever it is, earning money and surviving. I think that's the big word, is we just try and survive, and that's, as you say, wipe those lenses off and see the world through rose-colored lenses or purple-colored lenses, and yeah, then everything has a different perspective and a different point of view.
And you know what happens? When we're born and we arrive on this planet, we arrive here with those rose-colored lenses. And then you know what happens? You meet your family. And that's when it starts. You meet your parents. Holy shit, you know? All of a sudden, you know, your parents' beliefs and what they say to you become your truth. And I love my parents. But I took on a lot of their stuff and their beliefs. And that's what changed my course. And then I met the little jerk from next door. And he started calling me names. And I went, oh, really? Am I that? You know, we absorb all this stuff. And that becomes our truth. And we start to lose who we really are when we arrived. We come here as perfect beings. Look, life's going to happen. It's not a bowl of cherries. There are always going to be challenges. We have to have contrast in our life so we can appreciate the good times. There's always going to be black and white, positive, negative, love, hate. So that when you're experiencing joy, you know what that feels like. And you have to have the contrast in order to experience it. It's part of the whole school. You know, I call it Earth School. It's part of what we have to learn. But why we're here,
yeah,
we have the ability to choose.
I was just going to say that. we've got to realize that the ability to choose. And it's such a profound thing, actually. People just need to get that, don't they?
You know what's scary? We also choose to suffer. I now know, deep within me, it was a very hard lesson, that my suffering is by choice, no matter what has happened to me. And some really bad things have happened to me. How I want to feel about them, how I want to think about them, how I want to keep on thinking about them is a choice. And I woke up one day and realized that I was creating my own suffering. And again, I had the power to choose to think differently about these things. And it takes some work. It takes some forgiveness. And when I say forgiveness, I don't mean necessarily that you forget, but that you forgive, you let it go. That's really what forgiveness is about, letting it go, breaking the chains to the pain that you're feeling. That's what forgiveness is for me, letting that pain go.
Right. And Mel, can you maybe just sort of tell us how you got to the point where you now explained that you woke up one day and you realized that you have the ability to choose, or you have the choice. Can you give us a little bit of, or our listeners, some information about how you started on that journey on a daily basis?
Cool. Well, first of all, I had to deal with my sobriety. That was a biggie because, you know, when you're drinking the way I was drinking, my thought process was rewired. Anybody under the influence of anything, your thinking is just fractured. So I had to get sober first, and I used AA, which is a very popular program, a lot of support, meetings. I got a sponsor. But I never struggled with my alcoholism because my alcoholism was the Band-Aid for the pain. And once I understood my pain and the source of my pain, I never even thought about picking up another drink again. And this is something that I want to spread the message to anyone out there that is suffering, that when you abuse yourself with food or sex or gambling or drugs, It's because you're feeling pain. And those things you think will bring you comfort, but they really don't. They're band-aids. They're temporary fixes. And once I understood I really didn't need alcohol, what I needed to do was release my pain, it was a game changer. And so once I got sober, I started a daily spiritual practice. And meditation has been the greatest tool in my life. It has given me clarity. It has calmed my mind down so that I really can process a situation and think clearly and get to the truth. It has brought me such a sense of comfort and self-love and peace because I've really discovered myself authentically as a woman. I now know who I am and what my gifts are and what I bring to this earth to share with others. So if I could say what the very, very first step to take on this journey of transformation is to start a meditation practice.
Okay. Wow, thank you for sharing that. Tell me, you've written this book that you, it's become an award winner, hasn't it? Alpha Chick, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
What I share in my book, Alpha Chick, Five Steps for Moving from Pain to Power, is exactly what I did. I share my journey of the alcoholism, the depression, the failed relationships, the failed marriage, because I wanted women to know that I know their pain. I have heard their cries. I've been in their shoes. And I'm completely transparent so that they know that I understand the issues that happen in our life. And so I list out the five steps that I used to transform my life. And it's interesting. Those five steps spell faith, F-A-I-T-H. But they have nothing to do with religion. It's all about belief and belief in ourselves.
All right. You keep going.
Oh, okay. And so the first step is focus, and that's changing where we put our attention. You know, we look outside of ourselves, ladies, for solution to everything in life. The right man, the right dress, the right job, the right car, the right push-up bra, whatever. And guess what? The actual solution to everything in life is already within us. And if we can learn to look within.
That would be awesome if we can learn to trust our own awareness and our own knowing. Isn't that right?
Yes. Yes. And
to know that you are the potent being that is the creator of your life, and as you say, to take control of that. Although I don't like to use that word control so much, but I think it's neither right nor wrong. It just is. To take control of your potency in your life and know that whatever you choose is what you are creating.
And I'm even going to give you a better word than control. Developing an awareness that you have this power. It's within you. No one has ever taken this power away from you, nor can they. But guess what? You have to build an awareness that it's there and an awareness on how to use it.
Yeah, I like that. Developing the awareness.
And the only way to tap into that awareness is through a spiritual practice, through meditation, through prayer, through journaling. You will discover that awareness within you that starts to guide you on your path, on your journey. That awareness is what creates the ability to choose.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mel, we're going to just need to go to a break in a minute, and then when we come back, I hope that we can continue this chat on about awareness and our journey.
Most of us live our lives in a way that we think we have to, based on society and what you were brought up to do. What would it mean for you to live the life you truly desire in every way? What would it take for you to choose that? On the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show with Megan and Haley Sue, you will receive tools and inspiration you can use to do just that. We will talk about anything with you that can change and shift your reality. What if now is the time to choose change and what you truly desire? Listen for the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show every Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Z.fm.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the Consciously Crazy Chicks with Haley Sue Buchanan and Megan Rogers. To participate in the program today, please call in the U.S. 815-880-8255. In Canada, 613-800-8736. In the U.K., 033-0001-0625. Or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending an email to Megan at megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Consciously Crazy Chicks. I'm Megan Rogers, and my partner in craziness is Haley Sue. And we have a fabulous guest online if you're just joining us. Mel Duan from Boston, Massachusetts. Hey, everybody.
Hi. Welcome
Hi,
back.
Peter.
So, Mel, we were just chatting about the awareness, that our own awareness that we have, and how we should perhaps start a spiritual practice or have a spiritual practice to get in tune and start to trust ourselves with it.
Yes. When I first introduced myself on your show, I said, an awakened, authentic, and abundant woman. Those are very intentional words. Talked about awareness, that awareness of inside discovering that we have this power of choice, and by doing that through changing our focus. The second part, being authentic. When we learn to accept ourselves, and that's the second step of the process, acceptance, letting go of our past, which no longer defines us, and instead of carrying this old baggage around like an old suitcase of old relationships and past mistakes and everything we've done wrong, which we beat ourselves up over and over and over again, letting it all go. Releasing it and tapping into who we really are. We are really divine creatures. Women are very powerful, resourceful, loving, compassionate goddesses. And when you discover who you really are as a woman, that authenticity, that is what empowers you also to make different choices in your life, because you start to value this, and really, our bodies are the temple for the soul that we come here with. And when you learn to appreciate that and nurture that and care for that, you learn to love yourself beyond whatever you could imagine, because you realize how divine you truly are.
That's just awesome. I love the way you put that. It really makes you kind of think, you know, we have the potency to be and do whatever we choose.
Our bodies, our bodies are strictly a temporary container for our soul, which will go on forever. We will leave an imprint on this planet.
That's awesome, Mel. Wow. I mean, I like to think of myself as a goddess anyway, so you just what's the word I'm looking for?
I pushed your goddess button. Hello.
Yes, exactly.
You confirmed everything you ever thought was possible. You were like, damn, I knew I was a goddess. So while we have Mel on the line, we just wanted to give you her email address, her website address, so that you can have a look while we're chatting. It's www.melduancoach.com. If you want to have a look at the book, it's /alpha-chick.book. Sorry, dash book. Is that correct, isn't it, Mel?
If anybody's interested in the book, it's on Amazon.com as well. So it's you can get it in Kindle, if you use an electronic digital reader.
Fabulous. So I can order it.
The five steps in that book are a game changer, ladies. They are life-altering. That's what your show is about, and that's why I came. Because though you practice those five steps, your life will never be the same. You will end up creating everything you want. You will create your heart's desires. And that's what I'm here to help you do.
Sure, that's quite a powerful thing. Wow. So those five steps were the faith, you said.
Yes, focus.
Is that correct? Yeah, yeah.
Acceptance, which we just talked about. Learning to accept yourself just the way you are. The third step is intentions. You know, people talk about goals. Well, goal to me is a written wish on a piece of paper. But an intention comes from your soul. And it has the energy of the universe behind it. An intention is going to keep your feet to the fire. So when you set an intention, it shows up. It manifests because the energy of the soul is behind it. It's so much more powerful. And so every year, I start my year off with a list of my intentions. Not New Year's resolutions, my intentions. What I want to create for myself to enhance my growth, to show up as a better woman, to be the best possible version of who I am, that best expression of myself. And those are my intentions. I think it's a lot more powerful than, oh, I think I'll go make an extra $10,000 this year. You know what? You set those intentions, the money's not even an issue. Money's a byproduct of bliss and happiness. When you show up and you're doing what you're passionate about in life, money just flows to you. But when you're out there pushing yourself and you're not happy with what you're doing, or you're trying to short end somebody else so that you can increase your gain, guess what? The money doesn't come. It's not the right energy. So intentions are so powerful. And if you set an intention I feel that we have four quarters in our life. It's like a pie, that we have our physical bodies. We have our mental, emotional, piece of the pie. We have our financial piece of the pie, and we have our spiritual piece of the pie. And when you set intentions in those four areas, it's life-altering. You create whatever you want. The fourth step is T for thoughts. And people don't realize how powerful thoughts are. Whatever you think about is what you're actually going to create in your physical experience. Thoughts are energy, and they transform from the formless to form. So it is so important to monitor what's going through your head. And my life was before I became an awakened woman, I was controlled by my thoughts. My thoughts that I was worthless, I had no self-esteem, that nobody loved me. And this just repeated over and over and over and over again in my head. And that's what drove me to my drinking and the depression and the self-abuse. Once I changed my thoughts, the alcohol, the need to drink dropped away, the need for the pursuit of love dropped away. I was more concerned about how I felt about myself than how somebody else was going to think about me. And there's a very easy way to monitor your thinking. You put a little elastic band around your wrist. Every time you have a negative thought, you pull that elastic band and you let it go. It's like a trigger. It goes, whoa, wait a minute, whoa, whoa, that just hurt. Ah, ouch. Yep. And guess what? After a while, you start to go, oh, okay, now I'm getting it. Whoa. And those snaps start to slow down, and they're not as frequent. But it's a great little trigger so that you become conscious of what's going through your head. If we spent as much time working on what we were thinking about as we did about buying a pair of shoes, hey, Your life would be entirely different than it is today. We spend more time worrying about a handbag, a dress, a pair of shoes. We spend more time thinking about those things than the stuff we should be thinking about.
Wow.
Yeah. These last few months for me have been quite tough and challenging in their own right. As I told you, Mel, when we first spoke, my mum died at the end of October.
Yeah.
And then going through Christmas and everything, and now we've had a few friends being attacked and murdered, and you just think, and I had a near-death experience on Tuesday. I was stung by wasps, and I had a severe allergic reaction, which has never, ever happened in my life before. Rush to the ER, and you just think, well, why do we sweat the small stuff? You know, who cares what dress we wear or what handbag we buy? You've really got to wake the hell up and realize what you're creating here and what you desire in your life. And now is the time for us to step up and take that and own it.
You're so right. This is not a dress rehearsal. We don't get another shot at this, okay? So we want to make it as best as we can while we're going through birth school here. And, you know, you mentioned the loss of a parent. Death is overwhelming. And the pain of losing a loved one is overwhelming. And you need to feel that pain. It's real. It's valid. You need to process it. You need to get into it. You can't suppress it, because if you suppress grief, it will haunt you the rest of your life. You need to allow it. It is a process. But in that grief, feel the appreciation for that wonderful person that was in your life, and all the miraculous ways that they touched you, and all the little things even that they did that put a smile on your face, and the wonderful time that you had with them. Yes, it may have been cut short, but God has a bigger plan sometimes than we do, and we have to respect that.
Yeah.
you know, we can't control things like that. But all we can do is to soften the wound in our heart, is to build on the appreciation for that person in your life. And it does diminish pain over time.
Yeah, it does. And, yeah, as you say, the appreciation for what my mom was in my life and still continues to be,
yes,
is a huge part of what's getting me through the days. What she taught me, you know, what her beliefs were, what... And sometimes they were different to mine, which is okay.
Yeah. And she would tell me right when you were wrong, but you didn't know it.
Oh, no. I was always right, Mel.
Let me tell you, I thought I was always right. And now I crack up because something will happen. I'll say, oh, my God, my mother was right. Now, she's been gone 18 years. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't think of her and one of her little tidbits of wisdom that she tried to teach me. And I used to fight like hell with her and say, oh, no way. But you know what? She was right. Moms have great wisdom if we let it in.
Yeah. That's so true. I'm a mom myself now, and I do believe I have wisdom.
You have wisdom because you have experience. And your life has taught you lessons that you're now going to teach your child.
Absolutely.
And, you know, our moms, God bless them, some of their lessons make complete sense, and some of them are like, where the hell did that come from? But later on in life, you may all of a sudden, it will hit you. Oh, my God, I remember my mom telling me that. Didn't make sense at all, but now I understand it.
Yeah,
funny how that works,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly how it does. So many things now, like, oh wow, oh okay, that makes sense now. That makes sense. Whereas before, you're like, what were you talking about?
You have to write this stuff down. You have to journal about it. You've got to keep those moments. They're treasures for you to look back on. I was sitting the other day meditating, and I have a picture that my mother gave me, and I never really understood it. And then I was looking at it, and I really got it. She told me that this picture reminded me of her, and there were all these ladies with hats in the picture and this little girl with a bright red hat, and I never really understood it. But then I figured it out. She was telling me I was different. I wasn't just one of the crowd. That I was colorful, I was different, I had personality, I was unique. That's what she was trying to tell me. Do you know, it just hit me the other day that it, what she really was saying to me, and I just broke into laughter and tears at the same time.
Wow, that's so awesome.
And I posted the picture to Facebook so everybody could see it. So any of your listeners that really want to know about my personal life, just go to Facebook. It's all there. I share all kinds of stuff. The good and the bad.
Well, that's about being real again, isn't it? And just being true to you as what you post on Facebook. I mean,
you know what, ladies? Live truth. Be who you are. Don't be afraid to be who you are.
Exactly.
You know, what somebody else thinks about you is none of your business. Okay? It's what matters is what you think
that.
About you. You know, be transparent.
Yeah,
be authentic. That's how you
and
enjoy.
And just be.
Yeah. You know, when you're yourself, you're blissful. When you're putting on a mask and you're trying to conform to somebody else's expectations, guess what? You're miserable. My husband taught me a very profound lesson. He said, you're not here on this earth to live up to my expectations, and I'm not here to live up to yours. That's very true.
Mm. Wow, that is
a big
one. That's
quite something. I like the way you say that.
Yeah.
Could you say that again, Mel, please?
Yeah. I'm not on this earth to live up to your expectations, and you're not here to live up to mine. That's not what we're here for. We are here to live, to honor ourselves, and be the best expression of ourselves. That means the real version of you. Not some, adaptation of you, but the real you. The real you is the one that has all the power, has all the choice, has the ability to change their lives. The false you, an adaptation of you, is powerless because it's not authentic. And, you know, I'm guilty. Hey, how many women change their behavior or the way they dress to attract a guy or to get somebody interested in them? Okay?
Yep.
We're all guilty of it. And you know what? This is a bummer, okay? Here comes the real cosmic 2x4 right across the head. The guy knows it all along. Okay? He says, who's this crazy chick? What does she think she's doing? What does she think she's wearing? I'm not into this. What they're attracted to, if they really like you, is the real you. If they're just, you know, looking for a good time, then they'll buy into the adaptation of you, the fake you. The one with the overly sexy clothes or the low-cut dress. Yeah, it works for about 30 minutes, but it ends.
That's good to know.
There's nothing
so,
more.
So, yeah, I was just thinking, you know, carry on, Mel, it's fine.
Oh, I just think there's nothing more powerful than being real.
Yeah, I was just thinking now, you know, when you're looking at society and you're looking at how people do change themselves in order to fit in, you know, what is that? And I'd love for the world to be able to stop doing that. And I suppose that's why we're on the radio today, isn't it?
Yes. Well, let me just tell you right now, I know that the three of us, we don't fit in.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, right. We are
thank God
crazy,
for that.
We're crazy conscious chicks. Let's face it. Come on. You know?
We
don't want to fit into a mold. We want to expand. We want to be aware. We want to grow. We don't want to be stuck in some little mold that says, this is what you look like. This is who you are. This is what you're going to do. No. Endless potential, conscious chicks. Crazy conscious chicks, endless potential. That's what we are.
And crazy conscious anybody, if they can just be themselves, I just think the world would be such a happier place.
Yeah.
It would just be awesome.
I know. There's so much tragedy going on right now in the earth with, you know, Paris. Yesterday and every week it's something. And you know what? It's people that have bought into false identities. People that have been manipulated and to believe in something that maybe really isn't their true beliefs, that creates these outrageous acts of cruelty. Because as human beings, we're not born with that hatred and that maliciousness in our souls. We don't come here like that. We're taught that. It's something that we buy into. It's very sad.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It is very sad that we buy other people's beliefs and points of view and make them true for us. And yeah, that's where you get very confused and lose your sense of being and your own authentic self.
And that's where that monitoring of your thoughts is so important, because, as I said earlier, your thoughts show up as your reality. So people that start taking on these thoughts of hatred and separation from their fellow man, that builds and manifests, and then it shows up in their experience in violent ways. So that's why it's so important to pay attention to what you think. The fifth step in this process that I was talking about that's a life changer for you is H, helping and healing.
Yes.
So what happens is, as we grow and we become aware and we become authentic and we start paying attention to what we're thinking, we're manifesting everything we want in our lives through this process. And when you're awakened and centered and balanced and powerful and you know it and you're standing there and you're humming, you're zinging, you know, you can feel that energy. It's like, woo, that light is just coming up through those chakras and it's blasting out of the top of your head. You know, you're just feeling like a 10. That's when you have to turn around and help somebody that's not.
Strutting your stuff.
You got, when you're strutting your stuff and you know it, you've got to go and turn and help others and teach others how to do it. That's how the planet becomes a better place. And it's really the law of reciprocity. What you give out to the universe will come back to you tenfold. So when you go and help others to become awakened, to become authentic, to become conscious crazy chicks like the two of you are doing, helping everybody, you know, tap into a better power, it comes back. The universe rewards you. And it makes you even feel better. You become more empowered. The more you can help people, the stronger you become.
Wow, yeah, I love that. I love those faith steps.
They are so simple. They don't cost any money to do them, but they will absolutely change your life. Guaranteed.
So do you just want to quickly run through them again for us, Mel, what each letter stood for?
Yes. Focus. Start looking within for the solutions. Don't look outside of yourself. Then that can happen through meditation. Acceptance. Accepting yourself just the way you are. Let go of the past. Live in the present. Don't worry about the future. Intentions. Set intentions for yourself every day. When you wake up, what do you intend for that day? How can you be a better person that day? Thoughts. Monitor what you're thinking. Pay attention. Wear that elastic band around your wrist. Every time you have a negative thought, give yourself a good snap in the wrist so that you start to really become aware of what's going through your head. And then the last step is H, for helping and healing. Because the more powerful you become, you have more to give to others. And as you do that, you heal further, you're helping them, the universe becomes a better place, and it all comes back to you.
Just magnificent. Thank you, Mel. Wow. E steps to follow.
So we are going to go to break shortly. And when we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with Mel. Yay! Thank you, Mel.
Most of us live our lives in a way that we think we have to, based on society and what you were brought up to do. What would it mean for you to live the life you truly desire in every way? What would it take for you to choose that? On the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show with Megan and Haley Sue, you will receive tools and inspiration you can use to do just that. We will talk about anything with you that can change and shift your reality. What if now is the time to choose change and what you truly desire? Listen for the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show every Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Zen.fm.
Yeah.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the Consciously Crazy Chicks with Haley Sue Buchanan and Megan Rogers. To participate in the program today, please call in the U.S. 815-880-8255. In Canada, 613-800-8736. In the U.K., 033-0001-0625. Or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending an email to Megan at megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Consciously Crazy Chicks. I'm Megan Rogers, and my partner is Haley Sue. And we have a fabulous guest with us today, Mal Duan, who is a life and sobriety. Yay! Welcome back, everybody.
Awesome.
Hi.
So we so we've just been talking to Mal's just been giving us some really awesome steps to get into being more authentic and being more you. And she was telling us that faith is what she considers to be the five essential steps. And just for those who might have just joined us, we'll run through them really quickly before we get on to some more interesting things. Mal, could you just once again run through it really quickly, just for new listeners, if you wouldn't mind?
Absolutely. And when I say faith, I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about belief in oneself. First step is focus, starting to look within for answers. Two is acceptance, accepting yourself, letting go of the past. Three is intention, setting intentions daily on how you want to live your day and how you want to show up. T is for thought, and that's all about the power of positive thinking and being conscious of negative thoughts. And five is H, for healing and helping. So the more you heal, the more empowered and centered and balanced you become. You now need to go out and share that with others and teach others. And that's where I'm at in my life, is teaching women how to get everything they want in life, how to fulfill those heart's desires. I wanted to share a little image with you.
Yeah.
I teach women a very simple little, that their lives are like cakes. And the quality of your cake and how good it's going to turn out is based on the ingredients you're going to put into it. And your life is your cake. And the more self-discipline, self-reflection, awareness, authenticity that you put in that cake, the better that cake is going to be. Now, as women, we always treat men like they're our cakes. We think if we get that guy or we have that relationship, oh my God, my life's going to be made. Everything's going to be fabulous. I will be so happy. But guess what? That is crap. Men are only the frosting on your cake. Write that one down. Men are only the frosting on the cake. You make the cake, make the quality of the cake. The man comes along, and he's only the frosting. We got to learn that one. It's important. Because we do it backwards. We want to have the man be the cake. And guess what? They don't want to be the cake. That is too much responsibility. A man does not want to be responsible for your life. He wants to come into your life, be part of it, co-create with you, inspire you. But he doesn't want to have to hold up the whole ball. He doesn't want to have to create that cake. That's not his job. We got to learn that one. That's the most important lesson I can teach women.
That's awesome. Cool.
That is such such a good analogy. I just love that. It's so easy to get that. Yeah, we do. We put them in charge of everything, and when the cake flops, then we've got somebody to blame besides ourselves.
Right. You give away all your power to somebody who you think is, you know, that they're supposed to create your life, your happiness, your joy. No, they're not. No, you create your own happiness. You invite them in to share it with you. But they're not the foundation. You are. So if it doesn't work out, you're still standing. You're the foundation.
Wow. So be the strong
child
that you can truly be.
Yeah, and then choose the frosting once you know that you're the strong chocolate cake. I like it.
Yes, you've got it.
Yeah, and then Carol says if the frosting doesn't turn out, the cake can still be good. Of course,
you got it.
Just change the frosting.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Isn't that a great picture?
Fabulous. Very
fantastic picture. Very easy to get.
Now, we're coming to the end of our show, and it's been so fantastic having you on, Mel. I think we'll have to invite you back again because you can share so much more with us and our listeners. So we'll have to set that up if you're keen to come play with us again.
Girls, I'll play with you anytime you'd like.
Yay.
So would you like to just tell everybody where they can find you, emails, Facebooks, whatever contacts
Absolutely.
That you have?
Great. So it's facebook.com. Mal Duane Coach is my fan page, and Mal Duane is my personal page. Website is malduanecoach.com. And I just want to tell your listeners, on the website, they can, if they choose to, and if it feels like something they're interested in taking a next step, they can sign up for a free life recovery guide and audio class that will kind of take them through a lot of the processes we've talked about today. And it's absolutely free. And if somebody wants to have a deeper conversation with me about their life and transforming and making changes, I'm available for that. And they can go into Work with Mal and look under there. You can do a discovery session with me, and we can kind of look at, you know, how do we pull all the pieces of the cake together so it's a nice, solid cake and attracting the right frosting for that cake, if you know what I mean, getting the right man in your life. So there's all kinds of options there. But ladies, you know, I love what you're doing. You're bringing this conversation to women, and we need to have it. So it's an honor to be here with you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for the opportunity to share the message.
Thank you, Mel. It's been such a pleasure having you on the show.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll put some information on our website, consciouslycrazychicks.com. We look forward to seeing you next week, Friday, same time, 8 a.m. South African time. Oh, no, I lied. 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Thank
Bye,
you for choosing to listen to us, the Consciously Crazy Chicks. Megan and Haley Sue will return next Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Zen.fm. We hope you'll join us. Until